Hey, Sylvester.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good.
Just one clarification, please. Looktelk, that means hang on, doesn't it, in English, or wait.
Same thing.
But it's way more beautiful in Lithuanian.
Yeah, we have one word for different English words.
So how are you feeling about the song right now? I mean, it's just, it's a ride right now, isn't it?
Oh my God, Steve, where do I begin? I'm living my dream right now, so it's really strange. It's a strange feeling.
It's barely begun, but look, stay right there because we're going to talk all about you and the song and Lithuania. But what's everyone listening to right now?
The official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
What's it been like since winning the national final? Because you said it was a dream come true.
It was, but I was not expecting everything to change so drastically. It's just crazy. I don't even have time for my thoughts to kind of like get everything in and enjoy the moment. I'm trying to kind of take some time just for myself.
So what changed so drastically?
Obviously, the selection period was very busy and stressful as well. But before that, I was just, you know, writing songs, sitting at home and doing not that much, really. Yeah, overnight, everything changed.
You just have to try and enjoy every moment. And it can be quite hard because there's so much work. But it's probably a period of your life that you will never, ever replicate ever again, unless you go for Eurovision again in the future. But, you know, for most people, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, isn't it?
For sure. That's why I'm saying that I'm like tired all the time and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, I'm the happiest I've ever been. And I'm just doing everything that I've been dreaming about since I was a kid.
I think it's fair to say you are a huge Eurovision fan, aren't you? First and foremost, you've been watching it forever.
Indeed, I am.
And you did try and get into junior Eurovision as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a thing in my life.
You're in the main Eurovision now. So that was a little taster back in the day. How old were you?
I try not to remember that period of my life. But
You were abiding your time. You were waiting for the right moment, which is now.
I was just a kid taking every opportunity that I had. Very weird. It's strange to watch myself back, but at the same time, I'm proud of that kid that he had the strength, you know, to do it. I'm just proud of him, but at the same time, it's very difficult because the time that I was participating wasn't very fun on my personal life. So yeah, it was just a bit difficult, but we did it.
I'll tell you what though, it's proof that music is, no matter what goes on in your personal life or whatever your personal circumstances, music is something that can help you and get you through and is a force for good in people's life, isn't it? Because it's from what I understand, music's always been a part of you.
Even before that, I know my grandma told me she would like sing lullabies so I would fall asleep. Even when I'm sleeping, if she stopped singing, I would like wake up and start crying again.
Who was the first pop stars that you really loved?
Oh, man. I don't remember much from my childhood, but I know my sisters, they were obsessed with like some Lithuanian artists, and I still know all the lyrics and every song that they have. And Britney, for sure. I remember my sister listening to Britney.
Yeah. Queen Britney, obviously. Looktelk, when you first wrote it, did you know that this was what you wanted to go to Eurovision with?
Yeah, I remember that moment when we decided to do the session. It just felt right, you know?
Was it something that while you were making it, you could picture in your head the moments on stage, what it would look like? Was it the whole package?
It wasn't at first, because I was still like, I don't trust myself. I don't trust that I'm going to succeed because of the past, I guess, experiences. But I had to, like, the main thing that I learned during this period is that I can do anything. Like, I can literally achieve anything I want if I just don't give up.
I love the choreo. Yeah, especially the hop.
Yeah, I love it too. It's like, I don't know, it's very strange. It's easy to look at. It's not like a very difficult choreo, but at the same time, it has like little points where it's just like catchy. And that's what I wanted to do with the song itself as well. And I think, yeah, choreo reflects out and it works together.
I also love that you're singing in Lithuanian, which I know that you've said before. Lithuanian is a beautiful language, isn't it?
So beautiful. Like I used to, when I studied in London, I used to write my songs in English. And I was maybe unconsciously ashamed of my origins. I don't know what it was, but it just felt like very strange to start writing in Lithuanian. I had to when I moved back, because you just have to write music in your own language as well. And I wanted to try it, and I did. And once you get over that, it's just amazing. Like all the little words that we have and the origin is one of the oldest languages in the world. And it's crazy. Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Well, I think everyone as well, by the end of last year, knew what Shuto Tuto was with Monica Linkita as well. She brought that like splash of Lithuanian to the contest as well. And everyone was singing it. Everyone knew what it was by the end. So, you know, you're carrying on a proud line of Lithuanian artists, which is nice.
Hopefully people will sing Luktok as well, because it's not an easy word. Like Chuta Tuta is kind of easy, I would say. Luktok has like some difficult, but yeah, we'll see. Hopefully people will sing along with me in the arena.
So for everyone listening, one more time. So it's Luktok.
Luktok.
Luktok. I loved the video you put on your Instagram at the weekend. You put a video of you watching Ollie Alexander, who's representing the UK this year. You went to see him in concert a couple of years ago, and now you're going to be on the same stage as him.
It is just crazy, Steve. Like, OMG. The kid inside of me was screaming. Yeah, we had this music festival in Lithuania, and it was my first music festival ever that I attended to, because I know it's a strange event. Like you go somewhere, you're camping, and then you're listening to a lot of different music. Everyone's drinking and having fun, and it's a strange situation for me. So it was my first one, and yeah, Years and Years were the main act in day two, I think. And I met some friends. I love Ollie and his songs, and so we had to be there in the front. And he's like, he's the sweetest ever. Like, I bet when we meet, it's not gonna be awkward, and I'm not gonna be weird, hopefully.
Have the two monikers given you any advice, Linkita and Lou?
Yes, I talked to Monica Linkita straight after the final, even like, and she could only say one main thing: sleep a lot.
and do you know
Monica Lou? Oh my God, she's just like, she told me she liked my performance, and she's, I don't know, she has this strange aura around her. It's just the energy is, she's like a character from a TV series, you know, and in real life it's the same. Like you still feel like you're watching her on the TV screen. It's very strange, but she's the sweetest as well.
I found when I met her, she has the best sense of humor. She's really naturally funny, isn't she? Like, I think you've described it perfectly. Yeah. She is like a TV character, just somebody that is very enigmatic, has a very good sense of humor. Mm. Somebody that you'd want to be around.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Have you got any other Eurovision favorites?
You know what? I'm really glad of my journey as a human being, because I noticed last year when I watched Eurovision, I kind of started recognizing little details and appreciate every artist, what they like added to their performance and the song, because I used to be not like a hater, but like I would be like, oh, I would do this differently, I would change that. And then yeah, same thing, maybe my head has changed and I'm at peace with some personal things. But I don't know what it is. I just kind of watched each individual performance and then I'm, oh, I love this and that and that. So I don't really like to have favorites. I just want to enjoy like specific moments. But obviously, Lorraine Kahn, an icon. Like she's just an iconic singer, performer. I watched some interviews with her. She has this really calming energy and you're just watching her and yeah, she's just a superstar.
But for the next few months, it's basically eat, sleep, look, talc, repeat. Eat, sleep, look, talc, repeat. That's your motto.
Exactly.
The motto until Sweden.
Yeah. And pre-parties.
Sylvester Belt, great to speak to you on the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Have an amazing couple of months and we'll see you at the pre-parties and in Malmö.
Can't wait. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Thank you to Sylvester Belt, who's representing Lithuania with Look Telk. He is following in the footsteps, as we talked about, of two Monikas, Monika Liu and Monika Linkita. And he has come a long way since trying to compete for his country at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. There are only a handful of countries right now who are left to reveal their songs and their artists. And then we will have the complete lineup for 2024. Then the pre-parties begin. So the first one up is Madrid. That is happening at the end of the month. And remember, you get an episode of this podcast every single Thursday morning. All the previous episodes from this season are there ready for you to catch up on as well. So dive right in. For now, though, we'll see you soon.